sometimes controversial, always politically incorrect, and pro-life without exception, without compromise, and without apology. It's the Pro-Life America Podcast with your hosts, Sarah Waits, and the president of Life Dynamics, Mark Crutcher.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. As you heard, I'm Mark Crutcher, and as you also heard,
I'm Sarah Waits.
She jumped my line here, one of the usual suspects, Sarah Waits.
Hello, everyone.
Speaking of usual suspects.
So most people have heard of the
couple
squad.
Couple of days ago, yeah.
You know, the fracturing within the Democrat Party. You have the old school Democrats.
And the old school nutcases and the new generation.
The new generation, which has called themselves the squad, or someone's giving them the name the squad. Well, some of the squad were arrested outside of the Supreme Court because they wanted to have an abortion rights protest in the street.
In the street, stopping traffic.
And Capitol Police warned them that if they got in the street, that they were going to be arrested. The officers were going to give three warnings before they started making arrests. It's against the law to block traffic. The warnings were given. The warnings were ignored.
Ignored.
And they were arrested.
Off to the whose gal they go. Of course, you know, in Washington, D.C., getting arrested in a political deal like this is an everyday occurrence.
In this article, it says, video from the scene showed Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being led away by police with her arms crossed behind her back, though no handcuffs were visible. She was just holding her hands back there.
Right. You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of shows ago, about how since Roe is overturned, the media has gone on this campaign of talking about all the horrible things that are going to happen.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, and it continues. I mean, the other day, in just one day, there was like another 15 or 20 articles in the newspaper. The Dallas Morning News has had something almost every day. They didn't have one today, but every other day.
They must have taken a break.
Yeah, somebody's taking a break. I mean, they're talking about what a national tragedy it is that these illegal aliens who are sneaking in at the border won't be able to get free abortions in Texas. And so they're going to have to be shipped to other parts of the country to get their abortions.
Speaking of the media doing its job, there was this lovely new article that's come out. The name of the article is Abortion, Racism, and Guns: How White Supremacy Unites the Right.
It's amazing.
The first line of this thing, they don't hold anything back. White supremacy was one of the primary motivations behind the first movement to outlaw abortion in the United States.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we're all here.
Really?
Didn't you know that?
You must not have been to the right meetings. I must not have been to the right meetings. And I guess Johnny and Clenard of Learn weren't at the right meetings either.
This is part of a campaign, and I'm sure everybody out there has seen this. Words like racism and racist and white supremacy mean nothing anymore. Because everything that happens in the United States that the godless stuff doesn't like or opposes, they attribute to racism.
Yeah.
If you think I'm exaggerating on this, that these things have no credibility, they mean nothing anymore, I want to remind people that it wasn't very long ago. You mentioned AOC a minute ago, who's a complete nutcase. It's a sign of how our country is decayed and collapsing that this person is
made it to Congress.
Is in Congress. I mean, she was a bartender before, and I'm thinking bartender was way above her abilities, but she's in Congress because she comes from a liberal section of New York, so they love these godless leftists like this. But she made the point, and I didn't even know this was a deal until this.
Okay.
That growing cauliflower.
Oh, I remember this.
It's part of racist attitudes that started in colonial times and continue on to today. Growing cauliflower. Now, this woman is not wrapped too tight, but even she can't believe that this is anything other than this lunacy. Oh, about this same time, there was this growing movement over on the godless left about other things that could be considered.
Oh, I've seen all sorts of things. Camping is supposed to be.
Camping is one of them.
Is racist.
Right.
It's a pastime of racist people.
Hawaiian shirts. As you know, I've got a bunch of Hawaiian shirts. I wear them.
And you're bald. And you're white. Therefore.
There, ergo, it follows.
Mark, did you know that all these things make you a white supremacist?
I like these Hawaiian shirts because they're loose and they're comfortable. And
breezy.
And I like the looks of them. So,
yeah, they're colorful.
But I had no idea They're claiming, I saw something online just a minute ago when I was looking up this to make sure I'd remembered everything correctly. I looked up Hawaiian shirts and racism. There's a whole thing on it.
Oh, yeah.
About how wearing Hawaiian shirts is racist.
I think I saw something one time about how bicycle riding was white supremacist.
I don't know. Well, they say making good grades in school and that math, they're saying now, if you say grades that 2 + 2 = 4, that's racist. You know, how these people come up with this stuff, I don't know. I mean, this Hawaiian shirt thing I was looking at a minute ago said that some lefty had written that wearing a Hawaiian shirt in and of itself doesn't make you racist. You can't put a Hawaiian shirt on a non-racist and all of a sudden he's a racist. But if you voluntarily wear a Hawaiian shirt, that's a what they call a dog whistle that other people can see that, oh, that's the sign that you're a racist. So if I'm a racist, I can be your buddy. This is the most incredible thing.
The logic on that is mind-numbing.
This all sounds real funny, and we can laugh at these people, and they are laughable. And this article in the Salon magazine by these two nutcases.
Now, this article is not laughable. It is pure 100% rewriting of history, because they talk about the bigotry against the Irish, the Germans, the Swedish, all these other quote white nationalities who are moving in, and they're not wanting them to take over the country. And they talk about all this, and then they talk about, oh, they didn't really care about African Americans until the turn of the century, and then all of a sudden they cared. BS. The people who cared about the Irish and the Germans also cared about the African Americans in the country. They were called eugenicists.
Yes.
They had a whole movement on this deal.
They had a plan.
Bettering your babies. They had flyers talking about morons and the imbeciles and the feeble-minded of the country. And it was not just towards white people. It was towards African Americans.
It was mainly toward African Americans. Those were the terms that were used to justify slavery. And they used them later on just to justify eugenics.
And these eugenicists just happened to be people like Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
And her cohorts from the American Birth Control Review.
They've gotten to the point now. And this is hard to believe, but again, you can remember when this was in the news. They are actually calling people like Dr. Ben Carson, who's a brilliant man, surgeon that has garnered many, many awards over his life for his skills as a surgeon. Candace Owens, they are calling these people white supremacist.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling when you think about it.
I know. And they call them all sorts of things, which I'm not even going to repeat.
Well, because it's just Uncle Tom's and all that kind of.
Yeah.
But what all this comes down to, and what you see in this magazine, this Salon tripe.
Yeah.
But this is a favorite trick of the godless left, and we're seeing more and more of this each day. And that is, if they're doing something that they know that the public won't like, or that will reflect badly on them, their strategy is to become proactive and accuse us of it, accuse conservatives or Christians or pro-lifers or whoever it might be. That's a diversion. It's like a magic trick. You know, when you watch a famous magician who's really good at what he does, and he does a magic trick and right in front of you, and you just cannot for your life figure out how he did it. Well, one of the things they do is, while they're doing the trick in front of you,
they're leading your attention
with one hand.
With one hand.
They're doing the trick with the other hand. And so they get you to watch over here when what's really happening is over here.
Yeah.
That's what the godless left in America is doing. And I can give you a couple of examples of this other than just this racism issue. We went through several years of President Trump's administration being hogtied and not able to do anything on the Russian collusion situation, which turned out to be a complete hoax. And it turns out now that the one who was in bed with the Russians was Hillary Clinton.
I am surprised.
So the Clinton administration and the left knew that this was going to be a problem, obviously. So the way you deal with it is this magic trick. You blame it on the other person.
Divert attention.
Nothing to see here. Look over here. Here's the shiny thing you need to be looking at. All the Russian collusion took place on the Democrat side. On a more contemporary level, right now, the Biden administration is routinely and almost daily accusing the GOP of some sort of corruption, usually based around money. Price of gasoline has way more than doubled.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So one of the solutions that Biden came up with for this was to put more gas in the oil in the market, which would theoretically drive the price down. It didn't work, but he released millions
of barrels of oil,
from our oil reserves. Knowing good and well that even though it was a tremendous amount of oil that he released, it was a tiny fraction of what we actually use. So the, its impact on the price of gasoline in the United States was virtually zero. But what it did do is it allowed him to sell a bunch of that oil that was in our oil reserves to a Chinese company that has a business relationship with Hunter Biden.
Yep.
I mean, if you look up corruption in the dictionary, the picture of this will be in there.
Yeah.
So Biden took oil out of our oil reserves, depleted them, knowing good and well it wouldn't reduce the price of gasoline.
And completely ignoring the risks of doing that in itself.
If we get into some kind of jam where we need that gasoline for something,
yeah,
we don't have it now because he sold it to a Chinese company who's in a business relationship with his son and making billions of dollars off of that.
Now, if Donald Trump had done that,
or anything similar
to it. Even if it had been like a cousin twice removed from Trump's family. I mean, they would have been writing article after article, the front page of the New York Times, about how this is obviously corruption and collusion and graft and all this stuff.
Well, it's certainly the basis for having Biden removed from office. This is clearly impeachable. When a president of the United States is taking oil out of our oil reserves, giving it to a Chinese company, who has a business relationship with the president's son. Like I said, this is textbook corruption. But the media is letting them just slide on it. You have to look for this information.
Yeah.
Like you said, if this were Donald Trump, this is the lead story on the news.
Of every single newspaper.
For months. This is the lead story.
Yeah.
But Biden is doing the bidding of the godless left in America. And so they're going to look the other way. End of this deal, three things they come out: abortion, racism, and guns. And so white supremacy unites all that together.
They start out with talking about abortion, and then they go into the Second Amendment, that the Second Amendment, they argue, has white supremacist roots. And they go into this long, long diatribe, and they talk about black codes. Well, the black codes that they're talking about were gun control laws.
Right.
That were passed to prohibit African Americans from having guns.
Those were the original.
They were denying them their rights.
Right. Those were the original gun control measures in the United States. Was laws that were passed after the Civil War. Gun control laws targeted at blacks to keep blacks from getting guns because there was real concern that there were going to be uprisings and retribution. And so they did not want blacks having guns.
Well, and not only that, but racists in the South liked it because they could bully up on African Americans and they couldn't protect themselves.
If you were going to ride around the countryside in your conehead outfit in the middle of the night, it was to your advantage if you rode up on a shack where some poor black sharecroppers were living. You were a lot more comfortable doing that if you knew for a fact they didn't have guns.
Yeah.
But that's what people need to understand, is that gun control laws were originally passed to prevent blacks from getting guns. And now these nitwits that wrote this article in Salon are trying to turn this all around. This is an example of what I was talking about. You mentioned Margaret Sanger a minute ago, and she founded Planned Parenthood. She was an avowed white supremacist.
Absolutely.
I mean, even the left nowadays, who's always held her up as some sort of heroine.
Even a while back, voted to have her put on the $20 bill.
Right.
How disgusting.
Now they're taking her name off their facilities, one of them in New York we know about. They're not even bothering to deny that this woman was a eugenicist, she was a racist, and she was a white supremacist. They're not even bothering to deny that anymore. Don't think all this ended 100 years ago. It didn't, and we've talked about this many times. Eugenics is alive and well in America today. And blacks and Hispanics are the targets, make no mistake about it. But let's make a point of something. You see now these efforts by the godless left. We'll just use Georgia as an example. Talking about how, well, Stacey Abrams actually should be governor right now. She actually won. Now, these are the same people that say you're some kind of nut if you say Donald Trump won and the election was stolen. But then they go to Georgia and say, oh, but Stacey Abrams won in Georgia. It was stolen from her.
Yeah.
And then they
Nothing fishy on the election for Biden.
No, no. Everything was on the up and up.
Everything was on the up and up on that.
If you believe that, I got some oceanfront property in Kansas to sell you. But anyway, they like to talk about voter suppression. And all these laws in Texas, they filed a lawsuit here against the state of Texas for saying you would have to have a picture ID to vote. Mm-hmm. And they said that's voter suppression. Like black people are too stupid to go out and get their picture taken or have any kind of ID of any kind that has their name on it.
That reminds me, there was a hearing about this voter ID stuff. And the person was asking one of these representatives, and it's like, do you know how often somebody has to use their ID? You have to have an ID to buy alcohol. You have to have an ID to rent an apartment. Yeah. You have to have an ID to drive a car. Yet go down the list.
You have to have an ID to buy a car. If you're going to get a loan, buy a house.
Yeah. Do you think African Americans don't do these things?
Right.
It is so patronizing that these people believe that African Americans cannot use their IDs to vote.
It's unbelievable. They get away with it. But let's make sure people understand something very clear. There is voter suppression. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
It's not through gerrymandering districts or redrawing districts or anything. There is no greater weapon for voter suppression than legalized abortion.
Yep.
Legalized abortion has decimated the political power of the black community in America. Mm-hmm. Nothing compares with legalized abortion. When you have a demographic group of people who represent 13% of the population,
but make up over 40%
of the abortions.
Yeah.
When a black baby is five times as likely to be murdered in the womb as a white baby, mm-hmm. you don't think that that suppresses the political power of the black community? Mm-hmm. This is one of the reasons, if you go and study this back in the 60s, and we identified this in our documentary, Mile for 21, the civil rights groups in those days mm-hmm. were adamantly opposed to the legalization of abortion.
Yeah.
They saw, and they actually said, including Jesse Jackson, who sold out later when he wanted to be president, but he was calling for a constitutional amendment to ban all abortions. Mm-hmm. And he said something like, it's very interesting that the moment we decided we wanted political power, white liberals began calling for legalized abortion. Mm-hmm. They knew exactly what was going on, but he sold out. Like a lot of politicians do. But the fact is that this is the greatest tool for voter suppression ever devised by man. Mm-hmm. It has reduced their political power, and these groups like the Black Panthers and Nation of Islam back in the 60s, they recognized that and they said it. Mm-hmm. They wrote about it, and we quoted a lot of that in Mile for 21, that birth control and abortion would be used to reduce the amount of power blacks have. And of course, now we know. And we did a study on this, and you can go on our website and see it. Abortion mills are disproportionately located mm-hmm. in black communities.
Yeah.
There have been congressional hearings over other disproportionate representation. For example, it was discovered that alcohol and tobacco companies were placing a disproportionate amount of their advertising budgets in black communities. Mm-hmm. And black communities had a higher incidence of smoking, lung cancer, and alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And the argument was, well, yeah, because they're targeted by these people. How is that different than Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, exactly.
They've been targeted. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cause them to have alcoholism. It doesn't cause them to have lung cancer. But it takes away their political power. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we having hearings looking at that?
They talk about African-American women and their mortality rate when they're pregnant. You're not going to tell me that there's not a correlation between the high abortion rates in the African-American community.
Absolutely.
And that, because we have seen that abortion takes a toll on maternal health.
Right.
Not just in the increased risk of breast cancer down the road, but you talk about uterine scarring. Well, that endangers later pregnancies, increases the chance of potentially having an ectopic pregnancy.
Well, and there's other things. A woman is more likely to have, I think, a cystic fibrosis or cerebral palsy. I don't remember which one. But she's much more likely to have a baby with that mm-hmm. if she had an abortion prior in her life.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so you have all of these things that impact the black community more than they impact the white community. Mm-hmm. But we're not holding congressional hearings on that.
No.
We don't want to know the answer to that. And you know why we don't want to know the answer? Because we already know the answer. Mm-hmm. The answer is abortion. And they're not going to look at it.
That's why you see the quote-unquote reproductive health industry completely discrediting or ignoring studies even done by pro-choice researchers on the connection between abortion and breast cancer.
Which is much higher among black women. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's pretty substantial amount. Breast cancer has a bigger incidence in black women than white women by a pretty substantial amount. And they have more abortions.
You know, we did a really amazing interview with Angela Lanfranchi about the connection on abortion and breast cancer, as well as some other things.
Yeah, she's a OBGYN that's an oncologist as well.
Not only that, but she's a specialist in breast cancer.
Right.
And I will put the link to that in the description. If you have not gone and listened to that episode, I really recommend that you do.
Yeah,
it's really amazing. Good information.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And nobody's paying attention to her. And these two intellectual nitwits, Tamara Kay and Susan...
Tell us how you feel,
Mark. Osterman, who wrote this article in Salon, mm-hmm. I guarantee you they wouldn't touch that subject with a 10-foot pole.
No, they're regurgitating talking points that the ACLU just last year said. In July of 2021, ACLU tweeted, racism is foundational to the Second Amendment and its inclusion in the Bill of Rights.
Yep, it's amazing. But this is where our country is today.
Yeah. And, I just want to finish off with this. Jonathan Turley, the Shapiro Professor of Public Interest Law at George Washington University, wrote in The Hill about the suggestion that pro-gun rights and anti-African gun ownership arguments like Joy Behar's that she made recently are racist. He said, the suggestion that slavery was a primary motivation for the Second Amendment is utter nonsense. He added, African Americans have long viewed guns as an equalizer, including escaped slave and famed abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who in an editorial heralded the power of a good revolver and a steady hand.
Right, right. The steady hand is called gun control.
And let's not even talk about Harriet Tubman.
Right. Yeah. Going back to what I said earlier, mm-hmm. their favorite trick is to turn everything 180 degrees and hope nobody notices. And that's what these people here are doing. Salon, and of course, they've got no credibility or they wouldn't even be publishing something like this.
And this is not unique for them.
Oh,
I mean,
no, this is...
You and I could have a whole episode just dedicated to the wacky stuff that comes out of Salon.
Right. But the fact is, the mainstream pro-choice movement today is using this approach.
Mm-hmm.
It may be in a nutty publication here in Salon magazine, but the mainstream pro-choice community is picking up on all of this and they're using it. We're seeing it in other places.
Well, and I think the other reason besides just the distraction technique is that if they can get the people who are more centrist in their views, who are not comfortable with abortion, who are not as pro-abortion as they are, if they can get them believing that being pro-life is equivalent to racism, they know that people don't want to be associated with racism. They know that these people who are not racist don't want to be branded racist. If they can get them to think that it's racist or that they'll be branded a racist, they can either convince them or bully them into their position.
Right. Well, this is a fallout, if you think about it for a minute, from the fact that the left thought that when Roe was overturned, the American people were going to rise up in righteous indignation and they're storming the streets. And what they have found out is that's not happening.
Yeah.
When these polls are taken about how big of an issue do you think it is that the Supreme Court overturned Roe, this doesn't even hit the radar screen.
Yeah.
And so they have to resort to things like this. And this is just the beginning of it. We're going to see a lot of things like this.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see things, I'm telling you right now, in 5 years, we're going to see positions taken and arguments made that you and I couldn't sit around here in our wildest imagination, we couldn't come up with.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Walt Disney didn't have a good enough imagination to come up with what these people are going to claim.
I've seen too many things in recent years. It's like, predict the future? Nope, can't.
No,
I can't even make any reasonable guesses.
I can't predict tomorrow, much less the long-term future. Anyway, make a link to this article. They need to go read this and to see.
Yes, I'll have the link to this article, as I usually do, for any articles that we discuss in our episodes. We always have in the episode page on our website the links to these things. You can go check them out. And I really recommend that you do, even if it's just for a giggle.
For the humor part of it. But these people that wrote this article for Salon, I mean, if you ask them what they did, oh, they're hardcore journalists.
Yeah.
They're legitimate members of the media.
They're social justice
warriors. Right. And in a sense, they are, because the reason these people get away with this garbage is the media won't call them on it. If there were a reverse of this article written by somebody on the right, and it was just this loony, they'd be jumping on it.
Well, it's like
Salon wouldn't even be able to be on social media.
Well, it's like I referenced earlier with Joy Behar when she was saying that if more black people got guns and the gun laws all of a sudden overnight would change and guns would be outlawed. You know, no one called her on that. I mean, the conservatives obviously did, but no one from CNN said, whoa, 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 Joy Behar. Besides the fact that that sounded more than a little racist, that's completely incorrect.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, that's all I got. You got anything else?
If you like the episode, make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox. The list really goes on. And if you like this stuff, you should also check out the other work that Life Dynamics does. You can always go to lifedynamics.com and learn more about us and things that we do.
Yeah, and I don't like talking about this too often, but we do need financial help. We've got some projects that we're working on right now, as you know. Mm-hmm. We are burning the midnight oil. We don't have enough hours in the day.
Nope. The other night, I was working in my sleep, literally. when I was dreaming, I was working.
But we need financial help. And we've gone through some hard times, as a lot of you know, and we need you to financially support us. I don't like asking for money. Like I've said before, I'd rather take out my own kidneys with an olive fork than have to ask somebody for money. It's a horrible thing to do. But we can't survive without it. So anyway, just think about us when you're paying your bills this month, that Life Dynamics could really use some help. Anyway, I'm done. Stick me with a fork, speaking of that.
Olive fork?
Well, not olive fork. Stick me with an olive fork.
Don't you know, Mark, olive forks are a sign of white supremacy.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'd be taking out a white kidney, so that would be okay. So I'm sure that would be acceptable. Anyway, until next Thursday, remember, Life Dynamics is not here to put up a good fight.
Mm-mm, we're here to win.
Because winning is how the killing stops. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.